Welcome to the Buy the Damn House podcast. I'm Grace.
I'm Christina.
This is episode 7.
Yes.
In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about staging. Not too much, because we're going to focus more on impulses and showing up.
Showing up. Do the thing. And Burning Man.
And Burning Man.
Yes. It's been a lifelong dream, so yes. Can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so Grace.
Welcome to the By the Damn House podcast.
I was just going to
Episode 7. I'm Grace. This is Christina. Give it to me, girl.
Okay, all right. So this really exciting thing happened to me this week, too.
Tell me.
We've talked about REIAs, real estate investor meetings. That they're in every city. Look it up. Find it. I found mine on Meetup,
yes.
Right?
So yes.
Just look up real estate investor meetings near me and something will come up. So
right.
Super important. We already talked about that. They are so key. This is another reason why.
Yes.
So I get a call on Wednesday morning because ours is every third Wednesday. I get a text from my hard money lender who actually is the one who puts it on in our area. And he's like, hey, Christina, I hope to see you at the meeting today. And then was like, wow, okay. I was like, that's really nice. Like, well, he was a great guy. So, but I literally had meeting that day. And I was like, I texted back. I was like, I don't know if I can make it. I'm going to really try, but I have a meeting at 1:00. I could only come for 20 minutes. So anyway, but he's important to me, as we were talking about before, relationships.
Building my team,
you know? So I was like, okay, he asked me to come for a reason, to support it. So I made it a priority.
Good.
So I show up at 12 o'clock. I walk in. There's only three people there, just three guys. It's like, usually there's 10, 15 people. There's only three people.
Really?
So, yeah. Interesting, right? This is the desert. The Palm, you know what I mean? But we
I was
are growing.
Say, in Phoenix, it's 100 people. Nobody even knows if you're there or not. Yeah. It's totally different.
Crazy.
There's a lecturer that does a keynote speak every time, and it's about something different in real estate. And then they open it up afterwards for networking. But it's like a lecture that you attend.
Okay, so ours is way different.
Okay.
We literally meet at the Daily Grill.
Fabulous.
Every Wednesday, every third Wednesday of the month. You can find it on Meetup. You're more than welcome to come. We meet in this little back room, and all they ask is you order lunch so that you're support the restaurant.
Sure.
So, and literally there's probably three tables of about 10. So the max that's ever been there is 25 people. And it's so chill. You just literally come and sit. And sometimes, one time, we all got up and introduced ourselves.
Okay.
Most of the time, it's literally just whoever you sit next to, you talk to. If you want to get up and go introduce yourself, you do. It is so chill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really different.
So it's
really
speed
different.
Dating, but for real estate investors.
Yeah.
I love it. Can I come when I'm in the desert?
Oh my God,
I would
fun.
Love to come. Yes.
Well, when you come and we're staging together, we'll
amazing
fit that in.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
So
I would love you to do that.
Meet?
Okay.
Because obviously this wasn't an accident.
No, it was not an accident.
So who did you meet?
So I go there, I sit down, I introduce myself. There's just, of course, Larry or my guy was there. And then there's these two other guys. And so we just start talking. I'm an interior designer. You know, I'm getting into staging. I'm an agent, blah, blah. They tell me about this. There's an electrical problem with this huge. I mean, I think to myself, we're not going to do business because they're moguls. They're building this huge apartment building in Indio, and they're having trouble getting electric to it. And they were actually, their verbiage and lingo was out of my realm. I didn't understand what they were talking about.
Commercial real estate speak is its own language. And there's a lot of professions like that. If you ever try to talk to a software developer, I'm what are you saying to me? I don't understand. I don't speak software development.
Yeah, exactly.
What? The Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown teacher.
Yeah.
So I'm
thinking,
mobile stuff is over your head.
Yeah,
you're
so
why am I here?
Well, kind of. I'm kind of sitting there I'm kind of learning this. New lingo. Okay. But I had to kind of go. Well, meanwhile, I get a call from my contractor that he's at our flip, and he's like, there's no electricity here. I have guys here. I wanted to do the framing, what's happening? And I had gotten electricity 3 weeks ago. So anyway, I immediately had to take care of that. So I was excuse me, I'm just going to go take care of this. So I get on the phone. He's like, we've got to take care of this. So I go over and I say, guys, I'm so sorry. I have to leave. This is like important. I actually canceled my next meeting even and like went to the house. I had to go to Edison. It was like a big deal thing that happened anyway. But as I was leaving, one of the guys, he says, hey, can I get your card? He's like, I have a house that I have two houses that I built from the ground up in Joshua Tree. Is there any way tomorrow at 11:30 you could come up there and just give me some ideas because I'm kind of stuck at these paint colors? So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay. I was like, sure, I love that stuff. Let me get back to you. I'm not quite sure. I mean, of course, I had stuff to do the next day. Right. Like I had like meetings planned, right, whatever. I have my daughter. So I was like, let me get back to you, but I think I can do it.
Also,
so,
Joshua Tree is not close.
It's not close. Right. Thank you. It's like 45-minute right drive.
So right, this would have been a commitment on your part.
Absolutely.
But I'm riveted. Continue.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. So then I go, I get in my car, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, oh gosh, like, you know, it could be, he likes my thing, he could hire my thing. If he likes me and my ideas, you never know
where it's going to go.
Never know where it's going to go.
And developers who are building houses from the ground up are wonderful resources.
Right.
For myriad of reasons.
I would do interior design for them.
Because
this is why I loved it. Because basically it's not, they don't really have an opinion. They just want it to look good so that you could sell it, right?
They give you a budget.
Right.
They say, this is the aesthetic we're going for. Give us a sheet.
Right,
and
go.
It's like basically usually a bunch of links like order this tile, mm-hmm, order this faucet, order this. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of designers that work for developers.
And I would be so down with that.
Yeah.
Like that is my ideal client. Like
sure.
That's because that's the stuff that I get excited about.
Right.
Is picking tiles. Like, oh my gosh.
Without all the hassle of, oh, hello, homeowner. Would you like this tile?
Does this fit this tile?
Yes, exactly.
Amen, sister.
Okay, so what happened?
I do it.
Did you go?
I go. I'm like, okay. So, and then get this. Of course, as life has it, Brooklyn gets sick. So she's like, mommy, I can't go to school today. And she honestly, she's not that kid. Like she loves school. Like when she asked to take off, like, you know what I mean? Something's wrong. So I'm like, okay, baby, like, it's okay. Let's do this. So I'm like, listen, I've got to go to Joshua Tree. I was like, so are you ready to just like be mommy's little sidekick? You know, let's do this. I was like, we'll get ice cream, whatever, you know, I'll take you. So she's like, okay. So she gets her little blanket and we tool up to Joshua Tree. Right. And so then we get out and, yeah, so I tell him, okay, I walk in and there's like this blue wall with gray cabinets, like a light,
ew,
like, yeah, like a light blue, like almost like, it would be great in like a Nantucket home or a beach home, right?
Sure,
but then there was
Joshua
like,
Tree.
But this is Joshua Tree. And then there's like concrete floors.
Immediately no.
So I'm like, he's like, so what do you think? And I'm
it's
like,
too cold.
I was like, do you really want, I'm like, can I be brutally honest with you? Like, because I feel like that's why I'm here. And he's like, yes, please. And I'm like, the blue is horrible. I'm like, it's got to go. So, of course, thankfully, I had a paint swatch in my trunk.
Perfect.
So I'm like, here, look, I have a paint swatch. So I go get it. We go through the things. We end up going with like this really beautiful dark gray.
Gorgeous.
Because it, like his cabinets were kind of like this brownish grayish color, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's going to balance with the wood shelving. So anyway, so we do that. He loves my ideas. I tell him this. A stager actually comes that he hires, that he loves, comes, and we hit it off. She's amazing. In fact, we need to hire her because she's freaking awesome. And I told her, I was like, you need to come to the desert and do this with me. Stage with me. Like, we have a really great, like, rapport, right?
Does she live in Joshua Tree?
No, but she lives about 20 minutes away from Palm Desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's like, so she's
easy.
In Palm. It's easy. Yeah.
Easy.
Okay, so that's, so.
Fabulous.
It's fabulous. So that as we're talking, he's like, okay. He's like, thank you so much. He's like, are you going to invoice me? And I was like, yeah, you know, maybe for a couple hours of my time. I was like, but he goes, well, tell me about your flip. Because we kind of mentioned, so we started talking and he's like, listen, he's like, I don't deal with flips where I don't make at least 150 to 200 grand. He's like, it's not worth my time. So of course he's in the, like, he buys them for 1.5, puts in 200,000 or 300,000, sells them for 2.4, whatever. I'm
right.
Just saying, you know what
right.
I mean? Like
right.
He makes
totally
at least,
different game.
Totally different game. You're dealing with money that's, to be honest, I'm not comfortable in right now. You
right.
know what I mean?
You'll
in this,
get there.
I'll get there. Yes.
Yeah.
But just in this moment, let me build up. Right.
Yep.
So he's like, you know, some of these things come across my desk all the time and it's only 75K. And I was all, sign me up. Like, I am totally okay with just making 75,000, right? And he's like, okay. He's like, let's do this. He's like, I really love your style. He's like, I love your energy. He's like, we can do this. So he's like, I get 2 to 3 wholesale deals that I would pursue a week that I want. He goes, do you have hard money? And I was like, I do. And he's like, do you? And I said, but you know, I'm always open. And he's like, well, I'll be your hard money lender. He's like, I'll give you the deal. I'll charge you a wholesale fee on the deal. I'll be your lender. And then you basically go and
do your thing.
Do your thing.
Is he going to finance your construction costs?
Yep. He will finance construction costs. This is the thing. I'm not 100% sure on this, but from the quick conversation, he said, all I want is my interest on my money.
Oh, what a unicorn.
What? So because he's getting his wholesale fee, yes, and his interest.
Yes, he's double dipping. He's double dipping. Yes. And this is the kind of real estate relationship you want, where they succeed and you succeed. Mm-hmm. I always tell new people that are getting started in real estate that a good deal has enough money in it for everyone to be successful. Mm-hmm. You don't have to screw over your contractor.
Right.
You don't have to screw your real estate agent out of their commission. There's enough meat on the bone where everybody can get paid. Right?
100%.
And he understands that.
Yep.
I like this guy.
I know this guy immediately. I know. And he's a straight shooter.
Oh,
like,
I love
he's
it.
Totally.
That's all,
like,
you want. Yeah. It's not personal. It's
exactly.
Business.
Yeah.
But he's willing to take a chance on you.
Yep.
Because you drove all the way out there, yep, to help him pick paint colors. And you were your sparkly, amazing self. Christina, in real estate, so much is who you know.
Yeah.
All the deals I get are completely off market. And a wholesaler calls me first and says, hey, I got this house. You're the first person I thought of. I get offered the house before anyone else because they know what I want. Mm-hmm. And I've done so many deals with them. So much is word of mouth and referrals. And you're building your team of people that are going to call you first.
I know. So I called him. So he gave me a deal.
He gave you a deal.
Well, okay. Yes. He gave me a deal and he was like, look, he was like, this is a deal. He's like, call the agent, you know, cause so the way that anyway, blah, 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 do your thing with this agent. So I called the agent. I left her 4 voicemails, 3 texts a day. I was like, my name is Christina. I'm an interested buyer. Will you be my buyer's agent? I want to make an offer on this house because, like, I guess this deal was set up to where, like, he got it. I don't know the details, but, like, he got it from the agent somehow who was like, this is this house and this house is how much they'll accept. You know what I mean? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is she does not get back to me for 3 days and finally says, oh, sorry, I couldn't get back to you. We already accepted an offer. So I immediately called my guy and I said, look, I said, I just want to let you know, I did not drop the ball on this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know
that
what I mean?
That was the right thing to say.
Yeah. I was like, I will send you, like, I text her 3 times a day. I left her 4 voicemails a day. Like, she did not get back to me. So I don't know if she had some sort of double dipping thing going on. She had already, I don't know what the situation was, but right. I didn't get that one. But I immediately, thank you. I called him and I was just like, look, I just want you to know that the deals you give me, I take seriously. Like,
yes.
I'm not going,
yes.
I did not drop the ball. She just never got back to me.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, that's great. So we actually had a great conversation, kind of deepened our relationship a little bit more. And he's like, okay, well, let's go find that next deal. And that was just basically like 2 days ago. So
this is huge.
I know.
Because you're doing like 5 things at a time, which I really, really appreciate.
Yes.
Because the staging will be one aspect. The flipping, your big flip that you're doing right now will be another. Being a realtor will be another. And doing deals with this guy will be another. So you've got your hands in a lot of pies, but this is all really good stuff.
But
Christina,
they're all related too,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
So it's not like it's
yes,
all
it's
over
all
the place.
It's all interrelated. Mm-hmm. And everything works well together because guess what? The guy who does the houses from the ground up in Joshua Tree might know somebody with the city if you have a snafu with, mm-hmm, you know, code enforcement or something at one of your flips down the line. I have been doing this long enough where if I don't have the answer, I know who to call who does.
Mm.
And that's what you're building right now, is that team of people who have the answers.
Yes, 100%. And this is the thing, is this, like, think about if you look on retrospect, right, of how I met him, how that happened.
Yes.
I made the time because I valued my relationship with my hard money lender.
Yes.
I wasn't just like, oh, well, screw that. Like, I already have my money. I don't need to go to that meeting. I already know. Like, I'm already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so I valued that relationship.
Yes.
The fact that he texted me to come, I was like, okay, I went, I made the time.
Right.
Then I valued enough this guy's, this, what, you know, where this could be. And I took the chance of like, well, he didn't, I didn't end up invoicing him. I literally drove to Joshua Tree, gave away my money and like my time for no money. But it's like,
look what you got in return.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, I could have charged him, what, $250 for that? Or I'm going to make $30,000-$40,000 on a flip. Who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. It's all relative, but yeah.
I have a fun story about not charging someone. I had a guy call me who was referred by a big Airbnb rental company here in the Valley. They manage a whole bunch of rentals, Airbnb. And a part of my staging business is I provide furnishing down to the teaspoons to investors who would like to purchase an Airbnb. I can go in and furnish the whole thing. This is perfect with staging because you can sell your client some of your inventory. So bring in new inventory, right?
Okay.
You buy all the stuff like sheets, towels, brand new, of course.
Of course.
But it doesn't matter if a couch is used for staging and you put it in an Airbnb. Nobody's sitting on it in an empty house. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Everything is gently used. It's usually a really high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm able, because I'm not buying everything brand new, I'm selling them my inventory to give them a good deal. So last year alone, I did like 6 Airbnbs for clients.
Wow. And so that means you stayed, you bought furniture.
Well, no, I sold them my furniture.
You sold them your
furniture.
And then
I went shopping and replaced the furniture with maybe something new or something different. And when you're selling your client your furniture, you can do an Airbnb start to finish in 2 weeks because you already have the inventory. You just pull it
right.
and put it in the house. You're not waiting for Crate and Barrel to deliver the sofa in 8 weeks.
Right.
And so investors love that. They love my package, right?
Brilliant.
So I offer a package. I have a per square foot fee. So it's like really easy to calculate how much it'll be down to the teaspoons, including all the bedding, including the window treatments. It's so incredible. It's the coolest. It's a wonderful service. I love doing it, especially when investors are on board to do really creative things. Because with Airbnbs, you want them to be Instagrammable.
Absolutely.
And a little bit funky.
You can do the more funky things, which is so fun.
And I own my own Airbnbs. I have 6 of my own. I've had as many as 12. I know what is good and what doesn't work. Like, white sofas are a disaster. Like, don't ever do that.
Right.
Like, don't do that. Sunbrella fabric. Excellent.
Right.
You know, indoor-outdoor rugs that are of a high quality. Excellent. You know, so I've got a staging list and then an Airbnb list. But anyway, this guy called me and he said, hi, I got your name from this Airbnb company. I am in desperate need of someone to just come consult with me. I'm starting my first Airbnb. I'm a teacher by trade, and I found a landlord that's willing to rent me an apartment and let me Airbnb it out. I bought all this furniture and all this stuff from Target, but I don't know what paint colors to use, and I'm kind of freaking out. Like, I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you charge per hour? And I told him my fee, and I have a pretty high fee because I don't want you wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, great, come over. So I came over with my paint swatches,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, this is, you know, kind of an interesting jumble of furniture.
Yeah.
And he's an art teacher, so I'm like, okay, you got a lot going on here.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
understand color theory. Let's rein it in. And he was so nice, and I wanted him to succeed. I was rooting for him. He's the little guy, right?
Right.
This is going to supplement his teacher's salary.
Love it.
So I picked paint colors, and I was a little bold with my choice, but I was like, look, you want to stand out. This is a white box. This is an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the apartment owner let him paint, which is
nice.
Amazing.
Yes.
Right? Sweet, sweet man. He ended up painting the walls like this light pink because the sofa was like royal blue and then the artwork was like a combination. It was very moody and adorable. Like, I really liked it. And then he was like, well, when are you going to invoice me? And I was like, I'm not. Like, I'm not going to invoice
you.
Like, I'm cool. He has since referred people to me, and I thought of him. I had a rental that wasn't renting that I knew would be an amazing Airbnb, but I didn't want the added stress of managing it. So I called him up and said, hey, do you want to rent my house and make it another Airbnb. And he's like, are you kidding? And I'm like, no, I'm not kidding. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll even furnish it for you. Yeah. My furniture. Yeah. And I'm like, have fun, buddy. And so he has three of mine now.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been this wonderful relationship.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Where, like, and I didn't charge him.
Right.
But we built a relationship instead, and I'm just rooting for him.
Right.
He's kicking butt. So
that's a beautiful way to say it. I didn't charge him, but we built a relationship instead. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, of course, sometimes you can charge people and build a relationship, but sometimes it's just those little things, right?
Right.
And it means so much.
It does.
Like, right? Because if you value people's time, which you know what I mean? You should.
And he never takes advantage of my
right,
time.
Right, exactly.
He always tries to pay me. And I'm right. Like, no, you're good.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much more to this.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Yeah. So anyway, to circle back, it all, basically, it's just like putting yourself out there.
Yes.
How did you get your first staging job?
Oh, well, that came from flipping. Because of my thrifting addiction, I had an Etsy store. And my Etsy store was doing really well, but it was mostly soft furnishing. It was lamps and pillows and blankets and rugs and art and, you know, little stuff that was easy to ship.
Yes.
And I had an Etsy store, and it was in a huge storage shed I had behind my house. And I did my first flip, and I put my Etsy stuff in it. And it's in this really cute, eclectic, historic neighborhood in downtown Phoenix. And it was very much the vibe to do,
yes,
you know, vintage pieces in the house. And realtors came to the house and said, Who staged this? And I said, I did. And they said, oh, will you come do one for me?
Oh, my gosh.
And one became five, and five became 10, and the rest is history.
So it was from staging your very first flip.
It was from staging my flip.
Based on your Etsy store.
You're your own best advertising.
Absolutely.
Which is why your staging company has to be ready to go when we stage your flip.
Right, exactly.
And your cards and everything, because you leave a bowl with the staging info in the house. I come to houses all the time. I still leave a bowl. I don't know why, because I'm not really staging anymore. But
yeah.
The bowl's empty.
Yeah, with your staging card.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and it's all word of mouth. Like, I don't advertise. I don't advertise at all, ever. I never have.
It's just word of mouth.
Yes.
Well, I feel like I've kind of already, I've started telling everybody, right, that I'm a stager.
Yes.
And so, like, this guy that I met that I did already my first job.
Yeah.
And then he actually, believe it or not, this guy, he is part of a group out of Palm Springs that has 100 realtors on it. And the guy, the listing guy who came and met me, and we really like vibed together, he said he stages 2 to 3 houses a week. Now, he works with 2 other stagers.
Wow.
But one of them is in surgery, and he goes, we're getting so busy. He's like, I needed another one. So, like,
wow.
We pretty much kind of like, this goes great. Like, we're kind of in for 100 realtors. And they have their group is really weird. Like, they have like a buying only agent, a selling only agent, an agent, like a listing manager that manages, like, it's very like, you know, like salons,
niche.
It's very niche. Like, they really broke it down.
Yeah.
So they're like a big, it's really interesting. Like, it's not like just me doing it all, you know,
right.
Which anyway, that works anyway for some, but yeah. So anyway,
that's awesome.
That's amazing. Right.
Yeah. It really
and
is.
Then,
so you kind of have a built-in clientele.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, if you bring them what they're needing, you're going to be busy immediately with staging.
Like, I feel like even before our flip, you know what I mean?
No,
before my flip goes, like,
exactly.
Before we stage our flip.
The best advertising that I ever have is having houses staged.
Right.
Typically from one staged house, I get 3 more calls.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a need.
Yeah.
Right?
And an agent will walk through. And I do all over the valley now. I used to only do downtown Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do a house in Peoria, which is 35 minutes away, they see my staging. And like now I've done like 4 in the same neighborhood in Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
Because the agents that are touring my house, the house I have staged, call me when they list theirs.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
Just little pockets all over.
Yep.
All over Phoenix. But
yep.
It's going to be you too. Because like people might be looking in the Cove.
Right.
And then you get popular in the Cove. But then they also, you know.
Yeah. Move all over.
All over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Okay. So, and then also next on the agenda is, I know this is like totally off topic and goes totally sideways, But should we talk about Burning Man? Because I'm so excited.
Let's talk about it. We collectively have wanted to go forever.
Yes.
And this opportunity to go and actually form our own camp has presented itself. And it's like too good to not do.
Yeah. Right? So this is insane. So this is insane about the flow that I was telling you about that like I'm so grateful for. Yeah. So, okay, Tuesday I had a date with this guy and he was like, I'm going to Burning Man every year. And I was like, oh my God, I wanted to go forever. And he's an amazing man. So we had this like this best connection. He's like, come with me. And I was like, okay, let's do this. I was like, I'm coming. Like, let's do this.
Yes.
So then I had another date on Thursday.
A different guy.
And he says, and he goes to me, he's like, what are your plans for summer, blah, blah. And he was like, I think I might go to Burning Man for the very first time. And I was like, stop it. Like, I just got invited by another friend to go to Burning Man. And I was like, maybe I'll see you there. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh my gosh, this is like twice about Burning Man. And then last night at your party, you're like, Christina, I wanted to tell you, a friend of ours really wants to go to Burning Man and we're going to make our own camp. And I was all, holy crap. Like,
yes,
like this is the third time. And I would much rather, of course, I mean, they're lovely men, but I would much rather go with, you know, you, like friends, because, you know, like.
And this is going to be, when you set up a camp, you get to, you know, invite all the people that you want to come with you. And then it's usually for a purpose. And the purpose of our camp, my husband has this dream. My husband's a chiropractor. He wants to go to Burning Man, and his contribution to the collective whole to be free adjustments for everyone. You're in the desert, you're sleeping in a tent. I think it's genius.
Genius.
No one else is doing it.
Yeah.
Why not us? And so
it's gonna be incredible.
This is his dream and I'm all about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the story I told in the last episode podcast was about a friend who we hit cars. Yes. So the guy, collision guy, you know, like when I out of body dude, I told him the story, of course, and so he called her Crash. That's her like nickname. He's like, hey, how's Crash doing? So anyway, Crash is coming and she's going to do tarot cards.
I love that.
Because she loves to read cards.
I love that.
And then I have another bestie who does singing bowls.
Right.
So she's going to come do the bowls. And then I'm a hairstylist before. So I think I'll maybe just spray water down their hair and haircuts.
I love it.
And then?
And my husband is going to bring who does chair massages. She's incredible. So it's going to be this really fun, eclectic Burning Man camp.
And what's our name?
In Alignment. Which is like
alignment because of him, get it?
Yes,
and alignment, like spiritual.
Yes.
Yes. So isn't that amazing?
It's incredible.
I'm so excited, Grace.
Me too.
This has been a dream. This is bucket list. And guess what? My birthday is August 28th. And to be honest with you, it's a big birthday. And well, it's not a completely round number, but it is it's a halfway point.
Right.
And for my birthday this year, all I said is I wanted to
be on a yacht.
Yeah.
But this is better.
Yes.
This is way better.
Yes.
Yes. So we're gonna be at Burning Man for your birthday.
Yes, exactly.
And it's gonna be incredible.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like a party for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly.
I love it.
Everyone
I'm
to
very
celebrate
excited
me.
About yes. it. This is one of those marker years where
yes.
I feel like a bunch is going to happen. I mean, going to Bali and Burning Man in the same year, that's amazing.
That's huge.
And then moving to Italy.
And
like,
selling a
it's
business.
It's like I'm having like my Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes, yes.
To go to India. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
The last time I went to Bali for a month was right before I moved to Phoenix. I was still living in San Francisco. I was still a flight attendant. And I had this yearning for something new and I didn't know what it was yet. And I went to Bali and then like 3 months later, I met my husband. I moved to Phoenix. Like
and
my
your
life
whole
just,
life started.
Right.
Yes.
And so Bali to me is this symbol of like new beginnings.
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so perfect for where you guys are because you're both going through really big transitions. Like, can I say like Scott's selling his business.
Yes.
Like he's selling his chiropractic, like we talked about.
And I'm selling my business
and
to you.
And you're selling your business. Yeah. Like you guys are both selling your businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on these like kind of really, you're moving to Italy. It really is this huge brand new chapter.
I know.
That's pretty intense.
Can I just end by saying that my neighbor, who's amazing, listened to all of our podcasts previously, and he sent me a text message and said, you're like Forrest Gump.
And what does that mean?
What? And he said, well, you've lived all these lives. And he's right. Yeah. So I embrace it. I'm like Forrest Gump.
Well, and then what did you say on the phone? You told me you're like, life is like a box of escrows or something. Or I said that. Or life is like a bunch of escrows. You never know what you're going to get. Like, yeah, exactly. I love it. So I'm just going to keep on running.
Yes.
Just keep on running.
I'm rooting for you, girl.
You keep on running, you know?
I'm right here to support you.
Yeah, yeah. And, you too.
I think this is even more cool for you and staging because you have me.
Oh, I know.
To fall back on. Like, you can call me and say, what do you do about this? Look at this horrible kitchen countertop. Yes. What would you do?
Yes. I'm so blessed.
Right?
No, beyond.
No, it's going to be really, you're going to succeed immediately.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted.
Blessed beyond all measure.
I love it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, episode 7. In the books.
Jinx. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.
Such a blast.
Honestly, really genuinely love it.
Me too.
It's like I can't stop smiling. Like my cheeks hurt.
So, me too, girl. Yeah. Me too. Well, thank you all for listening. This is By the Damn House
podcast. By the Damn House. That's how it all starts.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.